The accused Christchurch gunman's manifesto is being republished in paperback and sold through an instant messaging app. A neo-Nazi in Ukraine is distributing the document through an online channel set up 2 days after the March 15 attacks. The manifesto has already been classified as objectionable in New Zealand, but the Prime Minister admits there is nothing authorities here can do to stop it being distributed overseas. Annika Smith has more.
While the accused awaits his terror trial next year, his manifesto is being translated into Ukrainian and sold online. The messaging app channel, set up 2 days after the shootings, is being run by a neo-Nazi and hosts more than 1,000 followers. It openly praises Brenton Tarrant and, since a few months ago, has been used as a platform to distribute a translated version of his manifesto. Independent Research Solutions researcher Ben Alley, who has studied the rise of the alt-right online, isn't surprised the document is being traded.
I haven't seen the manifesto redistributed a great deal on 4chan or 8chan, but there are a lot of people there who are definitely fans of the accused and so would be pretty keen to get a hold of it.
In June, the channel's administrator told subscribers he'd found a publisher who could make copies of the manifesto. He thanked a follower for the idea to produce it as a book and encouraged those who couldn't pay for one to print their own. Since then, a series of photos of people posing with a copy have been posted in the forum. In one, a line of seven men stand holding a copy in front of them, while another captures the book next to a pair of child's hands playing with a small toy truck. The chief censor, David Shanks, who classified the manifesto as objectionable in March, says the distribution is concerning.
It's incredibly disappointing to see a platform that can be accessed by New Zealanders making available publications that are unlawful in this country.
David Shanks says the document has the potential to incite violence.
It is a terrorist promotional document. It's not going to persuade or harm most people who read it, but it's not for most people. It has been created specifically for those people who are on a pathway to radicalisation.
Ben Alley says the accused's manifesto is treated by the far right as an important document.
They take him very seriously and are very pleased with what he is accused of having done. It's not clear necessarily whether they are likely to go out and do the same things themselves or not, but they've certainly treated the attack here in Christchurch as being a component of their ideology and a result of it.
The acting head of the Islamic Women's Council, Anjum Rahman, says there's no doubt the manifesto's spread is dangerous, pointing to several mass shootings in the United States that have referenced the March 15th attacks.
Extremely disturbing because we know that it has been used as motivation to take further life, and so the importance of dealing with this is very, very high.
She says it highlights the need for action like the Christchurch call, but says the government should approach Ukrainian authorities to identify those involved and shut down any far-right platforms.
We can't, as a nation, deal with this on our own, and that's why the work around the Christchurch call and any other work around international agreements is so important.
Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern has condemned the sale of the manifesto but says her hands are tied.
It's more than a concern, it's abhorrent and it's disgusting, but it is being sold in a jurisdiction over which we have no control. It just demonstrates the difficulty we have now in this current environment of dealing with the spread of what we in New Zealand would consider really objectionable material.
She says the Christchurch call, a voluntary agreement to stop violent extremism and terrorist content from spreading online, will make a considerable difference, but it can't fix everything. Mo te hōtaka o te ahi ahi nei, ko Annika Smith tēnei.